You're listening to KPFA's Morning Show live and on KPFA.org. I'm Amy Allison. There's a recall effort on the ballot for Pinole voters to recall Pinole Mayor Pro Tem Stephen Tilton and City Council member Maria Alegria. In the weeks leading up, things have taken a nasty turn, turning a lot of attention to the small, relatively small city of Pinole, and accusations are flying of mishandling public funds, sign swiping, and we would like to know what is going on in Pinole. We have two guests for us, Stephen Tilton, Pinole Mayor Pro Tem. He's the target of the recall on the February 5th ballot. Welcome to the morning show, Stephen. And we'll also be joined by Jeff Rubin, Concerned Citizens of Pinole is his group, a group sponsoring the recall effort. Now, this is how we're going to do it. First, we're going to have an opportunity to hear from Jeff Rubin of Concerned Citizens of Pinole why the group is putting all of this effort into a recall effort. And then we'll hear from Stephen Tilton, who's actually being recalled. So, Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, and we're glad to have you here on the morning show. Tell us, why is the Concerned Citizens of Pinole organizing a recall effort?
Well, one of the reasons is that Stephen Tilton is not here. Stephen Tilton doesn't show up for anything. We had a debate a few weeks ago. We had 120 people there, many, many people watching at home. Stephen blew it off. He didn't show up. He embarrassed himself. He embarrassed the city. I understand that he refused to show up today and debate me on the air, and so that's why he's coming after me.
Well, let's talk about the issues behind the recall effort, because a recall for any size city is a pretty significant move for a group of citizens. Talk about why. What's led your group to this?
It's not only significant, Amy, but it should be very hard to do. This all started with David Cole, who was a former councilman, when he was caught lying on his required forms listing where his income was coming from. For three straight years, he reported no income from any business in Pinole, when in fact he was working for two companies, one of them the Pear Street Bistro, which had existing unpaid loans, and the other one TKG Development, which has existing contracts with the city. He was working for both of them. He lied about that in the newspaper, and subsequently, when they found checks made out from the bistro to his company, he said, well, those forms are really confusing. And it took him another month to fill those out. Subsequently, it was learned, made public, that the owner of the Pear Street Bistro, Gary Wong, had stopped paying his loans in October of 2005. This is roughly $3,800 a month on multiple loans totaling almost $500,000. This is taxpayer money that he borrowed from the Pinole Redevelopment Agency. Now, Maria Alegria, Stephen Tilton, and David Cole are very close friends with Gary Wong. Everyone knows this. They are seen together in public. Alegria, when she was mayor last year, continued to host city functions at the Pear Street Bistro. These four people are very close friends. The city manager tried to get and her name is Belinda Espinoza. She tried to get Gary Wong to pay his loans. Wong wanted to restructure. She said, fine, bring us your financials. He never did. And then in May, on a 3-2 vote with Alegria, Tilton, and Cole voting in favor, they terminated the city manager and blamed her for a whole host of bad city contracts that were signed by her predecessor, Mark Grisham. And all of that is now coming out to light because Alegria ordered a review of the redevelopment agency contracts, and that is now being reviewed in public. And all of these bad contracts that were signed by Espinoza's predecessor, and they were not booked into the city's accounting system.
Now, Jeff, let me just clarify. So what you're talking about in terms of the issues behind this, the recall effort for members of the City Council of Pinole, is that misuse or mishandling of public funds and then firing a city employee who tried to do something about that?
Gross misconduct is what I'm talking about. And there's even more. After all of this happened, It came out in the paper a couple of weeks after the city manager was terminated that Mayor Alegria, in January, while she was in the bar at the Pear Street Bistro, while she was having dinner and drinking with a couple of her friends, a Pear Street Bistro employee was stopped outside by a policeman. The driver of that car was found to be driving without a license and driving an unregistered vehicle. Someone came in and got Alegria. She came outside and she threatened the police officer. She threatened the police officer with cutting public funding. The officer called for backup. Another policeman and a sergeant came down. There's three of them there. She was asked multiple times to back away from the car. She refused to do that. She told the officer that he was practicing selective enforcement. She was going to cut the police budget and that the entire department needed sensitivity training. If this is not gross abuse of power, I just don't know what is.
Well, Jeff Rubin, with your organization, Concerned Citizens of Pinole, how do you respond to the claim that I've read in some media outlets that this recalls nothing more than a political payback on the part of former council members, and it's sort of inside baseball? So most citizens of Pinole actually don't see the problem and aren't sure what all the fuss is about.
Well, here's how I respond. First, I have never met Mayor Alegria or former Mayor Alegria. I don't know where she lives. I don't know what her phone number is. I don't know where Tilton lives. I've met him a few times. I've never socialized with any of these people. I have no personal axe to grind with any of them. My issue is ethics. Now, we got the signatures of 2,700 Pinole voters.
And let me ask you, how many citizens or registered voters do you have? First of all, how many people in Pinole, and then how many registered voters?
There's roughly 19,500 people. There's roughly 9,000 registered voters. To qualify for the ballot, we needed the valid signatures of 2,225 people. We had 3 months to get those signatures. We got the valid signatures of roughly 2,700 people in 2 months. That will give you some indication of just how many people are dissatisfied with the way the city's going. Since that happened, more information has come out. For example, we are operating on a deficit spending budget for the fifth year in a row. We're almost out of our reserve money. More things have come out since these petitions were signed. So we're going to find out next Tuesday.
Well, next Tuesday it's on the ballot for Pinole voters, and the region is looking at what's going on in Pinole. In fact, the Contra Costa Times has had at least two articles. There's things on blogs and websites, so it's creating quite a stir because it's taken a nasty turn with different accusations flying of sign swiping and things like that. Do you think that after Tuesday, if you're successful, what's the next step? I mean, if you're successful in having both Stephen Tilton and Maria Alegria removed from the Pinole City Council, what then?
Well, I think we'll have two better people on the council, and actually three, because there will be one new council person regardless of what happens in the recall. There is a special election for the council seat vacated by David Cole, and I am urging everyone to vote for Debbie Long. She is a planning commissioner. She's extremely experienced with a long history of volunteer work and supremely qualified to be on the city council.
Now, Jeff, did the Concerned Citizens of Pinole handpick the replacements?
No, they did not. Candidates came forward on their own. In fact, one of the candidates, and this is a funny story, one of the candidates, Steve Denless, filed for Maria's seat. We didn't know who he was. We thought initially that he was a candidate that Maria was putting forth. And as it turns out, he's a terrific guy, and he fully supports the recall. All the candidates who are running next Tuesday, with the exception of Yvette Rico, who's running against Debbie Long, all the candidates support the recall. Yvette Rico maintains that she's neutral. However, her campaign signs are on the property of Gary Wong, who owns the Pear Street Bistro. They have a long history of being friends. They work together. When Yvette was the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce and Gary was the president for many years. So she may say she's neutral, but people who live in Pinole know whose side she's on.
All right, Jeff Rubin, Concerned Citizens of Pinole, thank you for laying out the pro-recall arguments for the recall measure that'll be on the ballot to Pinole voters.